Welcome to Witter Podcasts, Witter Uncovered, where OSA meets Witter people all around the world. Podcast number 2, where OSA meets Sun Yi, Key Account Manager Schindler, Witter China.
Hello, Sun Yi.
Hi, OSA.
So nice of you to take some time with me this morning here on a rainy morning in our plant in China. You had been working with us in the key account team for Schindler as a specialist.
Yes.
You left
to
go and pursue your career somewhere else. And then you were recently rehired and you got the role as the key account manager for Asia for Schindler. Why did you come back?
First, I feel very good to be rehired.
Yes, that's a fantastic story.
Yeah. I think it's a good chance for me to, you know, I am a salesperson.
Yes.
And salesperson, I like to dig opportunity to increase our business.
And
also, but come back, there's another opportunity to practice my strategic thinking.
And are you noticing that you can use that very much now in the job?
Yes.
Wonderful. So I believe that you are the youngest management team member.
Yes, youngest.
Does that influence you in any way?
Actually, yes. The fact is, I am the youngest, but with somebody else, maybe with Nicole, only 3 or 4 years younger.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it influenced me.
So you're not being treated like the little puppy?
Little puppy, no.
That's good. No, that's wonderful. And you know, we need a representation of all generations in our management teams.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy to see that also Shawa and the leadership team are keeping fresh blood and giving people a chance, empowering people to step up and be part of the management team. So was it a strange experience when Vitor knocked on your door again and said, could you consider coming back? Or...
No, I don't think it's strange. Actually, when I go to Stanley Black & Decker, I keep in touch with the elevator company.
Okay.
With Cinderella and with other guys. We're always friends. And they told me, if you go back, we can communicate more frequently.
Perfect.
Yeah, so it's not strange. I think it's a new challenge for
me. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. And many people talk about the elevator industry as a kind of family.
Yeah.
So once you have, you are a part of that family, you're always a part of that family.
Yeah.
So it felt natural for you to come back again.
Yeah, I feel natural.
Well, I'm very pleased that you are back.
Okay, thank you.
So in these podcasts, I spend always some time also talking about our Witter values.
Yeah.
And I've got a little sign here for you so you still remember all of them. Do you have a favorite Witter value?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Actually, it's very hard to pick which one is my favorite. It's like the seven value is like seven different kinds of currency.
Mm-hmm.
I love all of them.
That's a true salesperson.
Yes. But actually, when I first saw it, I protecting people and environment leave me a deep impression. Yeah, I think, wow, very good. Very good to have this. I am a salesperson. I always keep in mind customer centricity and innovation and winning together.
Yes.
Everything is keeping in mind. But protecting people and environment is very new for me. And I think it's very, very good and very important because I think it's about business continuity.
Yes.
Yeah, we care about our employee. We care about our customer. We care about our end customer. Because we are in special in instrument industry. We sell landing dolls.
Yes.
So we care about the safety of our end customer.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. And we don't do any damage to the environment where our plant is located.
Exactly.
Yes.
We are a green company.
Yes.
And therefore, I think it's really important, like you say, a standout Vitor venue that we put on our wall to be protecting people and the environment. And as you are very rightly say, of course, I, in my capacity as chief people officer, I always think of our employees first when we talk about protecting people.
Yeah.
But you're so right. We are also protecting our customers and especially our end customers, the people getting in and out of our elevators every day.
Yes.
All over the world.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, wonderful. I love that. And it's one value that is very close to my heart as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also because I care a lot about this earth. I am very proud to be working for a company that is not building a product that is making this environment, hurting this environment in any way. So that's why I'm feeling pretty sure also that our industry will be around for a long time, because we are not contributing to the destruction of this earth. It's nice that you say that they are all relevant currencies for you. So, but how do our values actually influence your work, your everyday environment for work?
It's a winning together. Winning together combined with customer centricity.
Yes.
You can say customer centricity is like a circle in here, and we walk around it. We walk around it. We meet with a request from customer. We meet with we find opportunity to protect our share wallet, to increase our business. And when we walking around, we connect with our customer, always keeping in mind winning together. Yeah.
So winning together is the way with which we ensure the customer centricity.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
The way we actually work and collaborate, all in order to make our customer happy and make him feel special.
Yes.
I've never worded that said that way before, but it makes a lot of sense. And you feel that we are strong in Vitor at winning together?
I think we cannot say we are the most strong. We cannot say strong, but we always doing this. We always doing this because every time we find a request for customers, some request is normal. Some request is strange.
Mm-hmm.
It's strange. So we don't want to say no to our customer because this will annoy our customer. So. But we also do not want to damage our own company. Yeah, so we always prepare two or three proposals to our customer. You select one or two. If you select the number one is not 100% to satisfy the customer, then we based on this to have version one, version two, version three. And finally, we have a point to win it together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so winning together can also mean collaborating with the customer.
Yes.
It's collaborating within the company to make the customer happy, but it's also collaborating with the customer.
Yeah.
In order to find a win-win solution for us.
Yes.
As Vitor and the customer.
Yes, yes. We can say we are strong then, but we also want to say we want to comfort our customer. We want to comfort ourselves.
Yes. Is there any value where you say this is difficult for me? this is made, it feels, it's hard in the everyday craziness of the virtual way of working.
Something I feel a little confused, is like some process. Yes, we are, our culture is a process-driven culture because we don't see it. I think Wider is very great because we don't just say it, we mean it.
Right.
So we have many processes in the company to guide our actions,
yes,
in daily work. But sometimes we feel confused because I don't know which process we will go. We will have the best result.
So sometimes there is no clarity on. Do we have too many processes? Maybe?
Not too many processes, but I just as a salesman. But if another one in operation in producing, they may know something very well.
Yes.
But as a salesman, we care less about the process.
Yes.
I care less about the process. But when you need to use it.
Yes.
A little confused. I need to restart it. That's weaker. I am a little confused. But it's okay.
But I think that can be maybe in roles like yours, but also like mine.
Yeah.
Where we cannot always just follow process. We also have a certain need for creativity.
Yeah.
Of humanity,
yeah,
and into improvisation,
yeah,
and then in between that we need to try to fit into the process, yes,
yes,
and that can be sometimes a little bit confusing. I can recognize that as well when I'm thinking,
yeah,
about some situations.
Yes, I think also it's where we can improve our process. We have deep knowing about the logistic of one process, and when we have a goal to achieve, but the process does not fit our goal, we can modify it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's true. Maybe we need to also be creative enough.
Yes.
To modify process when necessary.
Yes, I think so. I think.
That's a great point, Sunyi. Thank you. That was really interesting. And it's you are, or this conversation for me is a typical example that we do live our values and they are part of our lives. It doesn't mean that we are perfect in everything.
Yeah.
But it's a kind of North Star and it's something that we are aiming for. And it's something that I think it's exactly so important like we do now to talk about it on a regular basis. So thank you. You really made me think twice about quite a few of them. And I love that your favorite is protecting people and environment. That is really wonderful.
Yeah.
One last question before I let you go back to your important job with Schindler. Can you share something with me that no one at Vitor, or at least very few, already know about you?
I exercise a lot.
Oh, you exercise a lot?
Yes.
What is a lot?
A lot, because I ran every weekend and I keep playing football.
Oh.
Yes, I exercise a lot. But some of our colleagues says I'm a little fat. I have a...
Oh,
yeah.
No, you are not at all fat.
No.
Who says that?
It's somebody.
Oh, that's not fair.
Yeah.
No. I can tell you all, Sunyi is a very sporty looking young man. But it's good to know that you are working for it. So how far do you run when you run on the weekend?
3 to 5 kilometers.
Okay. No. And you love it?
I love it. Two less is not enough. Two more, I cannot stand. But 3 to 5 is just okay.
It's perfect. Yes, it's perfect.
Make me feeling good.
Great. Well, I hope you keep feeling good. It's Friday today, so tomorrow you can probably go out for a run again.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed this chat with you.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And I'll see you soon again.
Yes.
All right. Bye-bye, Sunny.
Bye-bye.
On WITUR Podcasts. Girl with Kaleidoscope Eyes, song by Pachyderm, from Free Music Archive, licensed as CC BY SA.